A small group leader hears a woman say, "I am depressed." One person says, "It is only spiritual warfare." Another says, "It is only brain chemistry." Someone else says, "It is only because of childhood wounds." Another says, "It is only because she needs more exercise." Each answer may notice something real. Spiritual struggle can be real. Biological factors can be real. Past wounds can be real. Daily habits can matter. But when one true insight becomes the whole explanation, reductionism has taken over. Reductionism happens when one part of God's created reality is treated as the whole truth. It can happen in secular culture, but it can also happen in Christian ministry. We can reduce people to their body. We can reduce people to their emotions. We can reduce people to their choices. We can reduce people to their family system. We can reduce people to their social group. We can reduce people to their sin. We can even reduce people to a spiritual lesson. But Scripture presents human beings as whole embodied souls before God. Psalm 139 celebrates God's intimate knowledge of the whole person. God knows our bodies, thoughts, days, fears, and ways. Nothing about us is hidden from Him. Full Ministry Skills trains leaders to resist one-cause answers. Roy Clauser helps us ask, what is being treated as ultimate here? Is the leader treating biology as ultimate? Is the leader treating feelings as ultimate? Is the leader treating personal choice as ultimate? Is the leader treating spiritual explanation as ultimate in a way that ignores embodied care? Do You Weird helps us notice the many-sided structure of life. The physical aspect may matter. The sensitive or emotional aspect may matter. The social aspect may matter. The ethical aspect of love may matter. The faith aspect may matter. Ministry Sciences echoes this wisdom when it encourages whole person care, careful listening, and referral when needed. A biblical worldview gives truth and hope, but depression, anxiety, addiction, trauma, self-harm, or crisis may also require pastoral care, counseling, medical care, safety planning, or emergency support. The gospel does not flatten people. Jesus meets whole persons. He forgives sin, heals bodies, restores dignity, welcomes the ashamed, confronts evil, forms community, and gives resurrection hope. What helps? Say, this may have more than one layer. Let's seek wisdom carefully. What harms? Saying, this is only one thing, before listening well. When one lens becomes a prison, Phil Ministry Skills opens the window to God's fuller truth.